This is Shimon Newbort with Hilchos Shabbos, Chapter 11. This chapter contains 17 halachos. In this chapter, the Rambam continues listing the various malachos in greater depth. We have learned so far 28 of the malachos, and now we learn another 8 malachos in this chapter. Halacha Aleph, Hashoichet Chayev. One who slaughters an animal is punished for it. Slaughtering involves the usual action of shechita, which means taking a knife or some other sharp implement and cutting the throat and causing the loss of blood. V'loy sheichet bilvad, and not only this act of shechita, of slaughtering, is the av malocha, elo kol hanitel neshama, le'echod mikol minei chayo behema v'oif, but anyone who does something that causes the death of any living creature, any kind of a chayo, a wild animal, or behema, a domestic animal, v'oif, or a bird, v'dog, or some fish, v'sheretz, or some creeping animal, regardless of whether he does it by shechita, that is, cutting the throat, or by stabbing it in the throat, or by striking it so that he causes an injury and the animal bleeds, all of these are forms of the av malocha, and chayav, and he is punished. If he does not cause any injury or bleeding, but he strangles a living creature until it dies, this is a derivative of the malach of slaughtering, and then he is also punished. Lefichach, and therefore, since causing it to strangle to death is punishable, im hel odog miseifel shalmayim, if one removes a fish from a small container of water, since the fish was in a small container, he has not done a malacha of capturing, as we learned in the last chapter. Nevertheless, since he takes the fish out from this small container of water, v'hinichoy, if he leaves the fish at shemes until it dies, chayav mishum choynik, he is punished because he has strangled it, which is a derivative of slaughtering. Veloyache yomus, and the fish need not fully die in order for him to be punished. Alokeven sheyovish by kisela beins napirov, so long as he left it out until a place between the fins has become dried out, a place the size of a sela, sela is a certain coin, chayev, he is punished. Because effectively he strangled it to death, since now even if you put it back in the water, the fish will not survive. If one sticks his hand into the interior of an animal, v'dildil uber shemeyeho, and he dislocated an embryo, a fetus that was growing inside the animal. The animal was pregnant, and he removed the fetus from the umbilical cord or from the placenta, and now it will die there. Chayev, he is punished. Halacha beis, remosim shehem porim v'rabim mizochro nekeva. Remosim are all sorts of insects and other little creatures that crawl around. If they reproduce and multiply mizocher on the keva by sexual reproduction, or nevin min ha'ofar, or those that are created from the earth, kemoi ha'parushim, like certain kinds of little gnats, ha'hoirigoy sam chayev, one who kills them is punished. Kehoirig behema v'chayev, just as if he had killed a large animal. Aval remosim shahava yosem min aglolim, however, the kinds of crawling things, maggots and such, which are created from manure, umina peris shehivishu, or from dried out fruits, v'chayetzi behem, or similar sources, kegoyim teiloim shalbosar, such as maggots which crawl around in meat, v'teiloim shebeseich hakitniyis, or little worms that crawl around in peas or beans, ha'hoirgam potter, one who kills these is not punished. Halacha gimel, ha'mafla kelev b'shabbos, one who removes lice from his garments on Shabbos, moilel es hakinim, he can pluck out the lice, v'zarkam, and he throws them away, even though he's killing him. And one can even deliberately kill the lice on Shabbos, because they are created from sweat. Halacha Dalid. Chaya Voremes Shehim Neishamo Amisim Vadai. Animals or crawling creatures that bite people, and they are certainly deadly. Those whose bite is definitely causes death. Kigoin zvuv shebe Mitzrayim, such as certain kinds of flies in Egypt. Vitzira shebe Ninveh, or hornets in Ninveh. Va'akrav shebe Chadayev, and the scorpions of Chadayev. These are names of places. V'nocha shebe Eretz Yisrael, and the snakes, the poisonous snakes in Eretz Yisrael. V'kelev sheite b'chol mokim, and mad dogs in all places. Muta lahargam b'Shabbos kisheyiro. It's permitted on Shabbos to kill them on sight. You don't have to wait till they're actually menacing someone. Ushar kol hamazikim. However, all other living creatures that cause injury, if they were chasing someone, mutar lahargam, then it's permitted to kill them. If, however, they were sitting still, or they were fleeing from a person, also lahargam, then it's forbidden to kill them. And if someone is walking and innocently, while walking, he innocently steps on some living creature, and he kills it, mutar, this is permitted. What does it mean, permitted? That one may walk in a normal fashion and he's not required to take extra care that there be no living things under his feet for him to step on. Halocha hei, hamafshit min ho'er kedei lasis kameya. The next melocha is mafshit, removing the hide from an animal. If one removes hide, kedei lasis kameya, in a sufficient quantity to make a kameya. Kameya is a small piece of parchment or leather upon which one writes certain scripture or formulas, and it's supposed to protect people. Chayev, if he removed this amount of skin that you could make a kameya out of it, he is punished. V'chein ha-ma'abed min ha'oir kedei lasis kameya. Similarly, one who processes it into leather, if it's a quantity enough to make a kameya, chayev, he's punished. This is the next malach. V'echot ha-me'leach v'echot ha-ma'abed. And the malach of processing leather, it doesn't matter if he adds salt or other chemicals to it. V'echot ha-ma'abed, or if he rubs it or beats it, which is the actual tanning process, it doesn't matter, shamalicha, because adding the salt or chemicals, min ibudhu, this is a kind of leather processing, and therefore he's punished. Ve'ein ibud ba'ochlin. The malocha of ibud, of processing leather, does not apply to anything which is edible. Ve'chein ha'moichik min ha'oyer kedei lasis kameya chayev. The next malach is moichik, that is smoothing the leather. One who rubs the leather smooth in a sufficient quantity to make a kameya chayev, he is punished. Ve'ezehu moichik, what do we mean rubbing smooth? Zehamavir seyer, that means someone who removes the hair, oy hatzemer, or the wool, me'al hoyer, from the skin, achamisa, after the animal has died, after the skin has been removed, or after the skin is still on the animal but the animal has died. If he rubs it and removes hair or removes wool, achi yachlik pnei ha'or, until he makes the surface of the skin smooth, this is the malacha. Halacha vav, hamefarik duchsustus me'al haklaf. We learned in Hilchus Tefillin, the Rambam described the process of making the parchment. The skin grows in two layers. There's the outer layer, the part which had the hair or wool on it, and the inner layer, the part which was next to the flesh. And these two layers of skin can be peeled apart. Hamefarik duchsustus. Duchsustus is the inner layer of the skin, which was next to the flesh, me'al ha'klaf, he separates it from the klaf, which was the outer layer that used to have the hair on it. If he splits the two layers apart, ha'reiz atil this mafshit, this is a derivative of the skinning process, v'chayev, and he is punished. Hamefarik min ha'oyer kedei lasis kameya, one who peels off a piece of the leather sufficient to make a kameya chayev, he is punished. This last phrase is missing in some of the original manuscripts. Hadoides al ha'oyer beragloi, one who tramples on a skin or on a hide with his feet, achi is kasha, so that he makes it hard, he's processing it into leather, or one who squeezes it with his hand and softens it, or he stretches it, and he makes it straight. Any of these activities done in the usual fashion that is done by leather workers, these are all derivatives of the tanning process, and he's punished. One who plucks out a feather from some limb that was removed from a bird, a wing or something, in the process of making that into some utensil. This is a derivative of smoothing out, v'chayev, and he's punished. V'chein ha'memarei acheritia kolshu, and so similarly, one who takes some ointment and he rubs it to soften it, if he does it kolshu, if he takes even the smallest amount of ointment, oy shaiva, or he does this with wax, oy zephes, or with pitch, v'chayetzi behem, or some similar substance, midvarim ha'mesmarchim, things that become soft when you rub them, achiyachlik pneim, so that the surface becomes smooth. Chayev mishum meichik. In all of these cases, he's punished for smoothing. V'chein hashav biyodei al hoir hamasuach bein ho'amudim. Leather, when it's being made, is stretched between two upright poles, and if one rubs it with his hand, he smooths it with his hand while the leather is stretched between the two poles, chayev mishum mechik, he is punished for smoothing. Halocha zayin, the next melocha is hamechatech, cutting something to shape. Hamechatech minoyer, one who cuts a piece off the leather, kidei lasis kameya, sufficient to make a kameya chayev, he is punished. V'hu sheyiskavin l'midas arkei u'midas rochpoi. But he's punished only if he intends to cut it to a specific shape, that is, a specific length and specific width. V'yachtoich b'chavona shehi melocha. And he cuts it deliberately, in, as if doing some constructive work. Avalim chotach derech hefseid, if however one merely slashed something with a destructive fashion, oy beloy kavona lemidosoy, or he had no intention to a specific dimension, elokimisasek, he was merely cutting off a piece to use and he didn't care how big it was, oy kimisachek, or he was merely playing with it and he tore off a piece, harezeh potter, he is not punished. Hakoitem es hakanof, a feather which one breaks off the sharp tip of the feather so that the feather can be used in bedding. Hareza teildes mechatech, this is a derivative of cutting. V'chayev, and he's punished. V'chein hamagari droshi klunsoyis shaleres, one who whittles away the ends of cedar wood poles to make some sort of a furniture out of it, to use it for dowels or something. Chayev mishum mechatech, he is punished for cutting. V'chein kol chaticha sheyachti chorish eitz min oitzim, and so also any piece of wood that a carpenter or a wood carver cuts out from wood, oy chorish matches min amatches, or a metal worker cuts out from a piece of metal, chayev mishum mechatech, in all of these cases he's punished because of cutting. Hanoitel kisim shaleitz milfonov, someone who takes from before him, he has some wood pile, he takes a splinter off the wood, v'kotmoy, and he breaks off the sharp tip, lachtzitz boishinov, in order to use the blunt end now to pick his teeth, oylevtoyach es hadeles, or he wants to pick a lock with it and open the door, chayev, here he's punished because he made some implement out of it. Halochiches, koldova shahuroi lemaichel behema, any substance which can be used for eating, for animal consumption, kegoin tevin, such as straw, vasovim lachim, or fresh, moist grasses, vehutzin, or leaves from the date palm, v'chayetzi b'zehem, or some similar substance, mutar liktei meisam b'shabbos, you can remove the sharp tips from them on Shabbos in order to feed it to an animal without injuring the animal, but neshein b'hem tikum keilim, because nothing is being prepared, no utensil, no tool is being made out of this. U'mutar liktei matzei b'samim, it's also permitted to cut off the edge of some fragrant wood, lahariach bam, in order to smell it. When you freshly cut it, you get a stronger smell. Afal pishayim koshim v'yaveshim, and even though the fragrant wood is hard and dry, and now that it's been cut, it can be used for some sort of a tool. Nevertheless, this was not his intent. U'mefasheach mehem kol mashe yirtze. And with these pieces of wood, if there are sort of dried leaves and things adhering to them, he can remove them in any manner that he wishes, and in any amount that he wishes, bein shepisheach eitz gadol, or bein pisheach eitz katan, regardless of whether he's removing these dried leaves and other things from a big piece of wood or a small piece of wood, it's still permitted because he is not intending to make any utensil out of this. Halacha tes, hakoisiv shtei yoisis, the next malacha is writing. One who writes two letters, that means two characters of the alphabet, chayiv, he is punished. Hameichik sav, if one erases something that was written, almenos lichtei b'mokim hamachak shtei oisiyos, and he erases with the intention of writing in the space that it was thus cleared, two characters, chayiv, he is punished for erasing. That's the next malacha. Hakoisiv oisachas gedolik shtayim, one who writes one character, but it's very large, it takes up the space of two characters, but he is not punished because he has not written two characters and therefore does not form any intelligible word. Mochak ois achas gedela, if he erases one large character, and now in the place where he erased, there is enough space to write two letters, chayev, now he's punished, because it's not necessary to erase two characters, it's necessary to erase enough space to write two characters. Cause of ois achas, if he writes even a single character, v'hishlim bois ha-sefer, and the entire written document was completed thereby, that is, the whole document was there missing one character, and he writes this last character, chayev, he is punished. Hakoisev almenos lekalkel ha'oir, if one writes not with the intention of writing something that people are going to read, but with the intention of ruining the parchment, chayev, he's punished. Because in the end, he did write something that is intelligible, shein chiyuvei almokim haksav, because the punishment is not given for taking a space that could be written on and having it written on. Elo al haksav, the punishment is on the act of writing itself, and here in fact he did write. Aval hameichik al menos lekalkel, however, one who erases writing with the intention of destroying, that is, of obliterating the writing, for destructive purpose, not erasing so that he can write in its space, but erasing so that what was written shouldn't be there, Potter, then he's punished. Then he's not punished because he has not done anything constructive. Nofla dioy al gabi sefer, if some ink falls onto a book or a scroll or something, and it does not write anything intelligible, it's just covered with ink now, there's a blot of ink there where you, and now you can't write. Umocha kaysan, he erases it so that now you can write. Nofla shayva al gabi apinkas, or you have a book with pages in it, a ledger book. Sefer means a scroll. Pinkus means a book like we make books, a bound ledger type book. Some wax falls on it, and you can't write in that space. So mocha kesa, and you erase, you rub off the wax, so that now you can write there. If he has cleared up enough space that you could write two characters there, chayev, then he's punished. Halacha yud, hakoisif ois kfula pamayim, one who writes a single letter, but he writes it twice, he writes a double character, v'hu shem echad, and it forms a word, an intelligible word, kemoi, like the Hebrew words, dad, which is two dalets, tes, which is two tovs, gag, ror, sheish, sas, choch, All of these words, chayav, he is punished. And not only writing Hebrew characters, but writing characters of any alphabet, and if he writes not only Hebrew words, but words that make sense in any language, chayav, he's punished. And even if they are only two abbreviations, halacha yud aleph, hakoisif oizachas, samuch liksav, if he has something written there already, and he appends a single letter to it, a single character to what's already written, and thereby forms a new word, oksav al gabiksav, or he writes over, traces over the lettering where it was already written, v'hamiskavim lichtev ches, or it's his intention to write a ches, the Hebrew letter ches, because of shnei zaynin, but he left out a piece on the top, and therefore the ches, if the top is not connected in the middle, you have two zions, but it was not his intention to write two zions, which forms a Hebrew word. It was his intention only to write the single letter ches, which doesn't mean anything. V'chein kayetzi bazeh b'shar oisiyos, or some similar thing with other pairs of letters. That is, he intended to write one letter and he left something out that ended up in two intelligent letters. V'akoyse voisachas baritz, voisachas bakoyra, or a case where one writes two letters that are not next to each other. He writes one character on the floor and one character on the roof beams. Now you cannot read it together. It doesn't form a word, even though these two characters are a word, but you can't read them together. You can't see them at once, since one's on the floor and one's on the ceiling. Or in a book with pages, he writes two letters on two different pages, and the two pages cannot be read one with the other. That is, they are on two opposite sides of one leaf. For example, on page 81 and page 82, so that they are on two opposite sides of the leaf, and there's no way you can read them together and form a word out of it. They cannot be read together. Then he's not punished, because all of these cases that we've mentioned so far are not normal writing. They do not form words that you can read. If one writes it in two letters on two walls that meet at the corner, so that he writes one on one side of the corner and one on the next, on the adjoining wall on the other side of the corner, or he writes it on two pages of a paged book, of a ledger book, and they can be read both together. For example, one is on, the first letter is on an even page and the second letter is on the adjoining odd page, one on page 82, one on page 83, so that now when you open the book in front of you, the two letters are one next to the other. Chayev, in all of these cases, he's punished, because even though the letters are not exactly adjoining, but he can nevertheless read them at once and read what it says. The halacha yud beis, lokach gvil v'chayetzi bo, one takes a piece of blank parchment or some similar place on which he can write, because of all of oisachas b'medina zu, and in a certain city he writes one character on it, v'holach b'oisa hayoim, and then on that same Shabbos day he goes away to another city, v'chosav ois shnia b'medina acheres, and he writes a second character in some other city, b'megila acheres, on another piece of parchment. Chayev, here he is punished, shebizman shemekarvin, because even though the two letters are in two separate cities and you can't read them together, but if you take the two pieces of parchment and bring them together, negim zemze, they can be read together, you can read the word. And you don't have to do anything except put them together in order to enable you to read them. Whereas the cases that we spoke about before, he writes one letter on the floor and one on the ceiling, there's no way you can read them together. You can't bring the full floor next to the ceiling unless you cut off the floorboard and then bring the floorboard up to the ceiling, or you cut off the ceiling beam and bring the ceiling beam down to the floor. Similarly, if it's on two sides of a page, of a leaf, You cannot read them together unless you cut off what's written on one side and turn it over and bring it to the other side. But in the case of the two pieces of parchment that are in two different cities, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is bring them together. Halacha Yud Gimel HaKoisif Oisachas. One, a person who writes a single letter, Afal Pisha Koyde Mimena Teva Shleima, even though the people read it as a whole word, that is, it's an abbreviation, Potter, he is not punished, even though this single letter is an abbreviation. Ketzad, for example, Kigoin Shekosav Mem, he wrote the letter Mem, V'hakil Koyde Moise Maise, and everyone knows that this means Maise. For example, why would one do that? The laws of Meiser Sheni, the second Meiser, the one-tenth that's taken off the produce in Eretz Yisrael, it's forbidden to eat this outside of Yerushalayim, and customarily people who are far away from Yerushalayim would redeem it for money, and the money has to be taken to Yerushalayim and spent on food there. In order not to spend the money on anything else, they would put it in a special purse, in a separate purse or box, and would write on it Meiser. So if he writes Mem, everybody knows that when you see a purse with a Mem written on it, that Mem means Meiser. Or he wrote the letter Mem standing for a number. Everyone knows that the Mem means 40, and it's as if he had written the word Arboim, the word 40. He is not punished, because even though everyone knows what it means, in fact he didn't write the word, he only wrote a single character Mem. Hamagia oisachas, one who erases, who fixes up a single letter, v'asa oisashtayim, and he turns it into two letters. Kigoin shechola gag haches, there's a letter ches written, and he erases, he removes a little piece in the middle of the top line of the ches, thereby separating it into two parts, v'nasa shnei zayinin, and now the ches has been turned into two zayins, chayev, he is punished, v'chein kol kayetzi bazeh, and so any similar case where he does some act that creates two letters that were not there before and it forms a word. Halacha yudalit, hakrisi b'smoiloi, someone who writes with his left hand, which is not normal, oileacha yodai, or he writes backwards behind his hand, that is, instead of having the point of the pen come out from the palm side of his hand, it comes out from the back side of his hand, and he writes with his hand backwards, beragloy, or he holds it with his foot, befiv, or he holds the pencil in his mouth, uvemarpekoy, or he holds it in his elbow, and he writes in this fashion, potter, he is not punished, because these are not normal forms of writing. Iter, a left-handed person, shekosav bimino, who writes with his right hand, shehiloy kismail kalodam, to him this is like everyone else's left hand, potter, he's not punished, because to him this is not normal. And if he writes with his left hand, which to him is normal, chayev, then he's punished. One who uses both hands equally well, and he writes, regardless of whether he writes with his right hand or his left hand, chayev, he is punished. Now the writing activity is the one who moves the pen, not the one who holds the pen. If a small child who is not yet bar mitzvah and therefore is not punished for anything, if he's holding a pencil, and a adult who is bar mitzvah and is punishable holds the child's hand and he moves the child's hand so that the child ends up writing, chayiv, the adult is punished. Godel oiches bekulmus, if an adult is holding the pencil, v'koten oiches biyodoi, and a child holds the adult's hand, v'koisiv, and the child writes by moving the adult's hand which has the pencil in it, potter, the adult is not punished, since he did not do the act of writing, he merely held the pencil. Halacha tezvov, ein hakoisiv chayiv ad sheyichtiv b'dov ha'roshi, one who writes is not punished unless he writes with some substance that leaves a mark, an actual mark, they have oy made and some substance that leaves a mark that remains permanently. Kegoin, for example, dioi, black ink, v'shocher, or soot, or some black ash or something, v'sikro, or a red paint, v'kumus, a certain black resin that flows out from certain trees, v'kankantim, a certain copper salt out of which black paint is made, v'chayetzi behem, or similar substances. And not only must he write with such a substance, but v'yichtev al dova shemiskayim, he has to write on a surface shemiskayim haksavolov, in which kind of a surface that the writing will remain on it permanently, kegoin oyer, such as leather, or cloth, or parchment, or niyar, or paper, ve'etz, or wood, v'chayetzi behem, or similar substances. Aval koisev bedaber she'ein rishumayoy made. However, someone who writes with some substance that does not leave a permanent mark there, kegoin mashkin umay peris, such as various sorts of fruit juices which leave a coloring there, but it fades away quickly, or ishakosov bidyoy v'chayetzi boy, or he writes with ink or some other permanent substance, al gabi yerokis, al ali yerokis, on the leaves of certain vegetation, via al koldova sheina yoimidor, and any other thing which will shrivel up and the writing will not be visible anymore, potter, he is not punished. The rule is he is not punished unless he writes with some substance that remains permanently marked there, al dova hoimid, on some substance that remains permanent. And similarly, one who erases is not punished unless he erases some writing that is permanent, made from some place where the writing would have remained permanently. Halochat hezayin. Hakoisiv al b'sarei, one who writes on his skin, chayev, he is punished. Mipneisha hu oyer, because the skin is in fact, it's a skin, it's the same as any other skin or leather. And even though this will not remain forever, since it's a living skin, even though it's a living warm skin, and therefore eventually the top surface of the skin wears away, because the skin is living, and eventually the writing will disappear. But this is not the writing that disappears. It's like a writing that was later erased. If one writes something, even though someone else can always erase it, nevertheless, that's writing. And this is considered an erasing. However, one who scratches into his skin, a design of writing, potter, he is not punished, because this will heal up and the writing will disappear. And this is not a permanent writing. Hakuireya al ho'oir kitavnis ksav, however, one who scrapes out or gouges out on leather something that is the shape of a writing, chayev mishum koisev, he is punished for writing, even though he didn't mark it with any ink or paint or anything. Nevertheless, since this will remain permanently engraved there, he's punished. Horoshim al ha'oyer ketavnis ksav, one who marks on the leather, not actually gouging out pieces, but merely marks, impresses on it by pushing into the leather something that has the shape of writing, potter, he is not punished, because eventually the surface will smooth out. Hamavrid yoy al gabi sikra, if something was written previously in red ink and one writes over it with black ink, chayiv shtayim, he's punished twice. He has to offer two sacrifices. Achas mishum koisiv, once for writing, because the black ink is considered more of a writing than red ink, and therefore since he's writing with the black ink where it was only red before, it's considered writing. V'achas mishum meichik, and once for erasing, since the red that was there before is now no longer there. Hever dyoy al gabi dyoy, if, however, he wrote with black ink on top of a place where it was already written with black ink, v'sikra al gabi sikra, he writes with red ink on a place that was already written with red ink, or sikra al gabi dyoy, or red ink on top of black ink, this is not considered a writing, since you can still see the black ink through it, potter, he is not punished. Halacha yud zayin roishim, toildis koisifu, marking or drawing is a derivative malacha of writing. Ketzat, for example, haroishim rishamim vitzuris bakoisel uvesheisha, one who writes various designs or pictures on the wall using some sort of a paint, a fresco type paint, v'chayotzi b'hem, or some similar way of painting, k'derech sh'atzeyorim roishmim, like painters of pictures paint. He is punished for writing. And similarly, one who erases such a design for some constructive purpose, that is, for example, to put some other design in its place, this is a derivative of erasing, and he's punished. Now, the next melocha is hamesartate, marking out, engraving lines so that one can write a straight some writing in a straight line. Hamesartate, one who marks lines, sufficiently so that he can write two letters in a two straight characters under that place where he marked it and scraped it. Shema'avirim chut shal sikra al gabi ha'koira. They take a string that has red ink or some red earth adhering to it, and they put it al gabi ha'koira onto a board, and they snap it tight, and when they snap it tight, it pulls into a straight line, and at the same time, some of the red substance falls off it onto the board, and you end up with a red line drawn across the board, kideisha yinser b'shava, so that he will have a guideline to saw the board on a straight line. Hareza teildis misarti, this is a derivative of marking a line, and he is punished. V'chein hagabolim, sh'oisim kein b'avonim, and so also stonemasons, people who make stones or bricks, sh'oisim kein b'avonim, who mark out marks like that on stones, k'dei she'yifatzel ho'evin b'shava, so that they can split apart the stone evenly in a straight line, they're also punished. V'echot ha'mesartit b'tzeva, and the same rule applies regardless of whether he marks the line with some coloring, oy b'loy tzeva, or he merely scratches a line without putting any coloring there. Harei zechayev, in either case, he is punished. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 12.